All right, if we could put on the next agenda, someone always escorting me from my car because I managed to always get lost, that would be great. All right, so this is our first summer meeting. I think without further ado, we will call it to order. We have, I think, three action items. They're all proposed findings and orders. But first order of business is to approve the draft minutes. So I moved.
You want to move?
I'll second.
To approve the draft minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Draft minutes are approved. Item number three is a proposed finding and order in the Lord Manor, which I will not be taking part in. So,
You can session, but okay. You would need to be out of the room during the vote, otherwise you count.
All right, thank you.
Good morning.
And clarification, you wouldn't be participating in the discussion of this item.
I will surprisingly remain silent to the benefit of everyone in the audience. All right, Mr. Perez.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Sergio Perez, and I am the Director of Enforcement for the Ethics Commission. Item number three is the proposed findings and order in case number 2014-03 in the matter of Kelly M. Lord and Lord for City Council, District 12, 2011. This arises out of the administrative hearing that some of you participated in February of this year. It memorializes your findings following the conclusion of that hearing, and it requests that you now issue an order further memorializing your conclusions. I'd love to answer any questions you may have.
Even though Mr. Perez is up here, we have one public comment on this matter. Should we take that before discussion? Okay, Mr. Previn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ethics Commission. It is Eric Previn from CD2. So this Kelly Lord matter has a very long life. This was an incident that occurred in the 2011 election cycle. Mr. Englander was the prevailing candidate. There were several challengers, all of whom have been rebuked in one way or the other, either by losing or this is the second case that has been fined by the Ethics Commission of the City of Los Angeles. Mr. Lord jumped up and down early on. This case involves the allegation that he had accepted an in-kind contribution in excess of the limit to get some guy to do a website. It was not just some guy. It was a guy who had ripped off the neighborhood council. His name is, I think, it's in the records. And he owed them more money. He owed the neighborhood council more money, even after he paid back the neighborhood council. Mr. Lord never authorized, according to Mr. Lord, charging the neighborhood council credit card this money for a website. It would have been a very strange and bizarre behavior for him to have done that, because everybody knows you'll eventually get caught. The guy who did get caught, Wesley Kramer, moved to Georgia. We're not doing a strict time restrictions
today. I'll give you one more minute.
I appreciate that. I've made great effort to be here. So the case, it seemed, would have been over in 2011 when the guy paid back the money, but somebody made a big deal out of the question of did he get it for free or not. Mr. Lord testified like crazy. He asked the guy to volunteer. The other guy was not a great witness when you put him on the conference call for the hearing day, because he basically recanted. He couldn't remember suddenly whether or not he was instructed to do it or not. So that was a huge red flag. And there were other red flags with the proceeding. I'm building to a finish here. The problems with the proceeding were one of the other commissioners who were seated, who should probably introduced evidence that had not been introduced, that they had heard. Most of the witnesses are Ethics Commission people. This case has gotten away from the public's interest and into something very, very different. And finally, the last 15 seconds need to be reserved for what I thought was a real conflict, because Commissioner Hochman, who is a genius and a lawyer and a very good one, I should have known that having given money to Englander, the previous, the challenger, if I may, who bested Mr. Lord years ago, was a little bit of a red flag, and he should have simply recused. Not that he would have done anything wrong, but it's just the abundance of caution, and the public expects more from folks who have been longtime ethics commission. They should not be allies with the folks. And Mr. Englander is a guy who has his own ethical issues that this board commission has looked away from. I've raised up the issues about Arizona, about taking Taser International donations during a procurement for body cams. I mean, this commission needs to get on the rails. And finally, because you're going to have to step out, Hochman recuses himself. That's two votes. In my view, this should not be voted and approved. This should be gone into the ether. I don't know Mr. Lord personally. I once wrote him a note after a City Watch piece and said, did you see the City Watch piece I wrote? He never responded. So I don't know what's going on here, but the Ethics Commission and the public deserve better, and Mr. Lord should be exonerated. This story is over. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Previn. Mr. Perez, sorry to make you hop up and back.
Not a problem.
All right. So I know that there's been a lot of discussion about this piece.
I don't have any questions.
And I would, so the next step, then one of us can move. I move to adopt the findings in order in the matter of Kelly Lord and Lord for City Council.
I second.
Okay, yeah, so I guess you can speak.
Just received word of this Sunday, and I just got back here today to attend this. Very kind words spoken earlier. Since the very beginning of this, I admitted that I did not do correct filings on my campaign. I subsequently have done it late, but I did do it. And in that time, I had an opportunity, and it was advised to put down the Wesley Kramer, in other words, to note on my financial campaigns that it was a loan and that some of this would go away if I did that. That would have been a lie. Never in the beginning of this did I authorize him to spend money on the neighborhood council card. Never was my idea. I've been a neighborhood council for 8 years and just recently went off the board. And I've always maintained that in the very beginning, if this was just an issue about me filing, it would have been done. But I interpreted this as an issue about me stealing money or authorizing money to be stolen from the neighborhood council, which is what I did not do. I was a terrible treasurer. I was way beyond my responsibilities. But I never shrank from facing those people in those situations until it was resolved. I thought it was resolved, but apparently it wasn't. So I just wanted to make sure that I attended every meeting. I thought I supplied everything that was asked of me, all my bank records, everything, even though my campaign only made about $4,000 in contributions. This became an issue. It took on a life of its own. It had nothing to do with the campaign. It had to do with us being victims of someone who stole money from our neighborhood council and subsequently moved out of state. And it was a little bit disheartening to see him on the TV and as though the committee was taking his word for what was going on and not myself, that was still here in the community, still working, still trying to make this thing, everybody understand what went on. And that's really why I raced down here today, just to let you know. And I had a lot of money. This would more or less ruin me with these. Earlier, when I was offered a plea of like $6,000 or $8,000, I didn't have that much money. That again, I'm more concerned about who I am and what I did. And I'd be, I'm all I need to say.
Do you want me to just respond briefly?
I had response to it. I just wanted to tell him really
quickly. If I can note for the commissioners, the deliberations for this matter are formally closed, meaning that a hearing has been held. Mr. Lord presented evidence and testimony during that hearing that was assessed by you in light of the evidence and testimony that was presented by the Ethics Commission. I just wanted to note that.
Thanks. I was just going to comment on during the hearing. We listened to all of the evidence, and I just wanted to clarify the reason why I was prepared to move forward with the findings and orders, because the matter isn't about what happened with the neighborhood council. The matter was you didn't file certain documents that are required to be filed. That's a, I think we kind of said it was like a strict liability law here. Whether it's a mistake or not a mistake, everybody's required to file certain documentation. There is, the services were in excess of the contribution limits that you're allowed to accept. Whether or not the neighborhood council paid for it in the beginning, that had nothing to do with it. It was, he provided services, they exceeded the amount of the contribution limit. And most importantly, I think even during the hearing, we took into account the cost of the penalty. We, as a group, came up with an amount that was lower than what would have been suggested or by staff. And so I feel, based on that, comfortable moving forward, because I think we did provide you the opportunity to speak, and we took all of that into consideration. And again, appreciate you coming today and look forward to resolving this.
All right, but just let you know that Wesley made that value of that webpage to cover his embezzlement. Like, you're looking at his invoices for justification, but like kind.
I deleted what I was going to say, so thank you. No further comment.
I would still move to have the item
adopted. I think it was seconded.
Seconded, great.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I should bring Ms. Levinson back in.
Yes. Thank you, commissioners.
Ms. Banner, I gotta go.
Right. Item number 4 is a proposed stipulation order that involves former Mayor Richard Reardon. I understand that. Oh, sorry. I'll note for the record that Commissioner Hockman left the room so as not to participate. Commissioner DeHaan is next, and then Commissioner Murray, and we'll all decide. So my understanding is that former Mayor Reardon, failed to adhere to disclaimer requirements in independent expenditures. I think this is a repeat offense and has agreed to the proposed stipulation.
And that is correct, President Levinson.
Okay. Well, you know, given the fact that I think that there are aggravating circumstances in this situation, because again, this is a repeat offense, and it looks like all parties have agreed, I have no additional questions, but happy to entertain any. Okay. Well, then I would move to approve the proposed stipulation as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you so much. I'd like to note for the record that I was joined by Investigator Eric Eusebio, who did fine work on this case. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. I will note for the record that enter Commissioner Hockman, stage right, exit Commissioner Murray.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Commissioner Hockman for his service. It's been a pleasure working with you, Commissioner Hockman, and best of luck.
Well, thank you very much. And the same to you.
All right. Mr. Hardy, how are the elevators treating you?
They are treating me quite well these days. Luckily, no further incidents.
I think given the odds of being stuck twice, I may ask you to always ride with me, but we'll see. All right, so our last action item number 5, is a recusal review for Mel Levine. Mm-hmm. I reviewed the report, and I would concur that there's not significant and continuing conflict of interest in this case. I understand that I think we're kind of automatically triggered to look at these instances, but happy to have any questions.
So this all boils down to just the fact that these particular matters just represent a very small percentage of what goes on at that on the water and power.
Yes, that's correct. In the applicable review period, which was between the dates of February 17th, 2015 and February 16th, 2016, the Board of Water and Power Commissioners considered approximately 714 items. Mr. Levine, who's the president of the Board of Water and Power Commissioners, recused himself from participating in 24 agenda items, which is to say that he participated in more than 96% of all the items before the board.
I'll move to
adopt the resolution.
To adopt the resolution.
Second.
In attachment D. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
And the resolution passes. Should we allow Commissioner Murray to come back in?
No way.
Mr. Tristan, now you're forced to join us. I think that's the last. All right, well, it looks like the remaining items are information items, and it's our usual practice now to take these on consent, but I noted that item number 13 reflects neighborhood council business, which is a new item.
Ms. Stiles. I'll explain.
Okay.
The city council adopted an ordinance that requires all boards and commissions to have an item on the agenda to allow neighborhood councils to submit their formal positions, an adopted resolution, or a community impact statement that's filed with the clerk, and they're permitted to present those to any commission at their meeting and to speak on an item that is already on the agenda. It's those authorized neighborhood council representatives that would present those matters to you. Could be just right before the meeting. And it's because it's an agenda item, it also is an agenda item that requires us to allow public comment on it. So in the future, I think the intent is to move it towards the beginning of the agenda to make sure that the commission considers any statements from a neighborhood council before taking action. And I'm not aware of any that have been presented to you today, so.
Okay. I have no comments other than that you're busy. I can see from the executive director's report. And as I said, I think it's our usual practice to take the information items on consent, but certainly open to any discussion or questions that we have about any of the items.
As part of the executive director's report, I'd like to add my thank you to Commissioner Hockman for his tremendous years of service. It has been an absolute pleasure to serve with you. You have left the commission a better place than you found it, and you will be missed. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And let me just briefly respond that it has been a true honor and privilege to serve as a commissioner of this commission and at one point its president. You don't realize actually what a commission does from the outside. In fact, you'll read an occasional little blip on it in the news. If something goes bad, of course, you'll hear about it, or controversial, usually negative. But you don't get to see, unless you get in, you get to be inside the car and get to lift up the hood, is all the hardworking people that make this commission operate so seamlessly. And so my thanks goes to the staff who are well represented here today. You are excellent. You are tremendous. You're very professional. You're what's good about LA city government, and you should know that, because in some ways, without you, LA city government runs a lot more poorly. It would be like many of these city governments that we read about, where corruption is more present than not, because they don't have an active staff that's investigating it and bringing it to light. I'm a big fan of transparency and disclosure. And if anything, this commission has reinforced that view, that if we can bring certain things to light and show the public that if you cross the rules and you cross the lines, there are consequences. And similarly, show it with a compassionate side, that if it really was a mistake, we'll be willing to work with you, but not if you hide it. I think that these messages are incredibly important that the commission carries out. I had no idea you spent so much time auditing stuff and how hard that was, and how in some ways you're looking for a needle in a haystack, because no one, unless they actually came forward, is volunteering mistakes that they made.
But for that, you know, you don't keep the politicians honest, and the politicians aren't honest, everybody suffers. So my thanks goes to Heather, David, Sergio, and every member of the staff that I've had the pleasure and privilege of working with. So keep up the good work. I'll be reading about it in the website and the papers, and I look forward to the success of this commission. The city has to have you be incredible, and you are. So thank you.
I want to officially call the meeting to a close and then thank Commissioner Hochman, I think. So I would move to officially adjourn the meeting, which do we need it?
It's not required.
All right.
Unless there's an, yeah.
Then I'm going to take unilateral action. And I will. I wanted to add my thanks to Commissioner Hochman, who, as we have learned again today, is a genius. And I think that it's hard to overstate how much the commission has been helped by your work. I understand that the work on the enforcement subcommittee has really been invaluable in terms of making our penalties so much more consistent and predictable, which I think is incredibly important for the people in this room and for the people who work in this building and for the people who watch what happens in this building. And I think that we have all been the beneficiary of your consistently intellectual approach and analytical mind. And I think that the questioning that you have presented, particularly in a lot of our enforcement and policy matters, has really created a much better and broader discussion, and I think has led to real solutions. And I think that you have brought an enormous creativity. I mean, if you think about lottery ideas, something that was, I think, creative, it was outside of the box, it was something that people started paying attention to that and what we do. And so I think, you know, the two kind of buckets that we work on are enforcement and policy proposals, and I believe that you can see your fingerprints on better. And this really is a public service, and I think that you, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And I would just like to say thank you, too. It was a pleasure to work with you, and I appreciated your passion and dedication to all of the issues before us, and I was a better commissioner for having served with you, so thank you for your service.
Yeah,
and I have no doubt the city of L.A. Would only benefit more if we saw more of your service, just not on the other side of this table.
Thank you.
All right, so I know we have a little celebration planned. So thanks, everybody, for coming to what is apparently the main 10th floor here, the one we usually have our meetings at. And thank you again to the staff for all your hard work. And we will see everybody except, sadly, Commissioner Hochman in August.
Thank you.